Regional Superintendent of Schools Matt Duncan joins us in the studio. First off, it's good to see you again.
Good morning.
Aren't you going to be late for class today?
No, I'll
you'll make it back.
You'll make it back. All the way to a regional board meeting at 6:30 tonight.
Oh, do you? You've got another long day ahead.
Uh-huh.
17 school districts and St. Clair County judicial hellhole, where the lawsuit filed by
Madison
was it Madison?
Yes.
And by the way, judicial hellhole. So right on two counts this
close.
Morning. And what's interesting is 17, Bethalto is on here, 17 school districts are suing the state of Illinois. And you know what? In the news, I think it oversimplifies this lawsuit, Matt. It's just about funding. It's really not just about funding, the way I see this.
True. It's not just about funding. It's making sure that our students, the students of all of us in Illinois, are treated as equitably as possible to give them equal and adequate education.
But I also see this as a look. You guys send us mandates. So what you should do, and it's included in this lawsuit, according to the report by U.S. News and World Report, that the lawsuit calls on the state to alleviate burden, these are the mandates, by calculating how much it costs a school district to comply with those mandates, and then that the amount of funds should be derived by this formula, what it costs to get the job done, and then fund us to that level. And I thought that was an interesting caveat.
Well, and you'll notice in your reading, back in about 1996.
96 it was.
The last time was lawsuit, and they said, well, there's no state standard. Well, you had the mandates even then.
And the standard was the court says the legislature needs to set that standard. Go back to them.
Right. And so in 1997 and also in 2010, the state has learning standards, objectives, things that you were supposed to teach. So that's what the General Assembly was asked to do.
The benchmarks.
So now we have the benchmarks, and even, you know, this may be where Common Core helps us. Because, again, those were the basis of the updated Illinois learning standards, which, again, we're supposed to be teaching. Remember, one of the issues with Common Core is, and learning standards based on those like Illinois' are, is it was pushed through so quickly. We talked here about math, language arts. Students didn't have textbooks because we hadn't even caught up with that. We're trying to get materials, didn't have materials for parents to look at. Well, how do you get all those materials? In all this funding issue we've had over the past 5, 6, 7, 8 years, we've been pushing in new evaluation system, again, a state mandate based on what people wanted because they wanted the teachers to be better and evaluated better, new curriculum, all these things. And now I think part of this lawsuit is, okay, legislature did what they were supposed to do. We're still not getting the funds to back it up.
Right.
And so judicial branch, can you help us?
Yeah. And a lot of people look to the judicial branch for this help. I mean, when you look at it, I mean, how many times have we said that the state is basically being funded by judicial fiat now?
Certainly.
It is. I mean, the funding for the state, and when I talked to David McSweeney on the Revenue Committee, I guess it was 2 weeks ago, something like that, he's saying, look, you know, we get about $32, $33 billion, but we're spending $38, $39 billion. And that's because the courts. So the school district going to the courts, as other counties like Williamson have done, to say, look, we mean it. I mean, that's really the issue, is we mean it. These 17 school districts, all right here in the metro, St. Louis metro, are all 17 in that district?
Metro and kind of up 55 and then that corridor, partly, incidentally, on the southwest end of Senator Menard's district and moving southwest from there.
17 central and southern Illinois districts. So, even though many school districts are not part of this lawsuit could help those other school districts.
We're all watching that. Those schools had been reaching out as far down as this area, seeing if anybody else wanted to jump in. And who knows, others may do that as time goes along.
Because here's the thing. Part of this lawsuit states that the property taxes do not allow them to support these activities that are mandated, and the less affluent areas are hurt harder, all right, hurt more. So when you look at Southern Illinois school districts, wouldn't that be everybody?
That would be everybody. And keep in mind, we talked about, I think last time, was the having the want to get something done. And, of course, having the judicial as part of that might help the want to. Let's go back to the school funding formula, though. In Illinois, you would hope that as education is a part of state funding requirements in the Constitution, that the state would be making sure that everybody has as equal as education as they can. Still, yet, it depends on where you live, because some places have property wealth, they can spend more per student. So the way to equalize that was this general state aid formula, which hasn't been changed in 20, 25 years now. Complicated formula.
Everybody agrees it's outdated.
Everybody agrees it's outdated, and we really noticed it a few years ago when, as they were trying to get us back closer to having a lower debt, state aid was prorated from the goal we have, which is a little over $6,000 per student, which has not been updated in years and not taken in inflation. But we prorated what we got, so we didn't get the full foundation level, as it were. Okay. That really hurts schools that get more of their money from state aid, which is most of us, because the schools upstate and the collar counties, the flat grant areas, were still doing okay. So we said, we've got to get this fixed. Now, it would be nice if there was an easy formula, and you may have heard, Clark and his other group has that evidence-based formula. You know, it's a little more complicated, has a lot of factors. However, used to shoot off bottle rockets, I guess. I'm going to make an assumption.
You bet I did.
Okay. And how does a bottle rocket work? You flick a match, you light the fuse, it goes off. Same idea when you send a rocket to the moon. However, that's probably got a complicated formula to it as well. But it worked. If the formula is complicated, like this evidence-based is, where it does do factors like special ed and transportation and local wealth and all these different things, but where the general state aid formula now isn't based on anything, really. This is trying to go toward factors that would affect a child's education.
Gee whiz, Matt, can't you just say, okay, X number for each head of a child? I mean, for each person? Can't that be done? I mean, isn't that really that each student is going to get $28,000 a year? And you have X number of students, so times 28, and that's what you get.
Get from where?
State.
The state from what cash drawer?
Right.
And even where we are right now, you hear the governor and the education secretary, a lady I respect her work,
Beth Purvis.
Saying, Beth Purvis, Dr. Purvis, who traveled with me all the way down to Metropolis. She's seen the state, been working with all of us, but said, well, we've got full funding because we're funding the foundation.
Actually,
level.
She didn't say full funding. She said record levels of funding.
Record levels. Which, of course, if funding was prorated and cut back a few years ago, we would be back at record levels. They talk about full funding. However, the mandated categoricals, which is another category of things like transportation reimbursement, important to us, and other things, that's what we haven't seen one payment for this fiscal year. And that's why, from a cash basis, where districts are at right now, actually, we're what, 75% through the year?
I saw one of the school districts talking about just this. They said, look, you know, yeah, we can have these great mandates and we can have all these schools and great, wonderful schools, but if we can't get the kids to the school and back home again, how are we going to do it?
Well, that's
said they didn't have the funding for transportation.
And those are the things, that's why we're running behind this year. That's why districts are running into cash flow issues already. And the answer can't be, well, it's the comptroller's fault, we vouchered it. Again, because we know education doesn't sit in a vacuum as anything else does. It's how much money is in a cash drawer that the state can send out at any one time. And we know we're getting at least the state aid twice a month. We know others are in even worse shape.
What's next? Because the stopgap measure that just kind of poof appeared in the House before they went on the two-week break, my understanding is it's social services and higher education.
Which haven't got much of anything this year. Where is it? We don't know right now if we will get, we've heard we'll get one mandated categorical payment early April, which we're right in the middle of.
Right.
Okay. Will we get another one this fiscal year or any this fiscal year? We don't know yet. Will it be, quote, owed to us next year? Okay. But then we're behind being behind again.
Right. And interest.
And all of those things, but will there be a whole lot of yelling and shouting between now and then? Probably, but you notice the one thing that all sides seem to agree on, we do not want kids sitting home with mom and dad come August.
Or to have to let a bunch of teachers go and create smaller classes, which people in this lawsuit said, look, we've made larger classes, we've done with less teachers, and we're out of money. I mean, that's basically some of the rhetoric you see. We've already done everything we can do. We can't do any more. We need the money.
Certainly.
And the fact is, we keep sending it to Springfield, too. And I think that point does not elude people. News Radio WJPF, especially right about now when they're doing their taxes.
Yes.
Just one of the things doing over the weekend, going, and where's this money going and what's it doing?
Well, hopefully our part is going to help students in Southern Illinois.
Well, that's
and across Illinois, yeah, which is important because we're all in this together.
Regional Superintendent of Schools, Matt Duncan. Matt, thanks for your time. When's the court going to hear this? Have we heard? I have not. I've not seen one note yet about when they're going to hear it. The lawsuit's been filed, so the lawyers are starting to make money. I'd like to see the judges get to work on this.